This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quarterback, edge rusher, wide receiver, and offensive tackle. Those are the four highest paid positions in the NFL. The person who gets to the quarterback, protects the quarterback, and catches the ball from the quarterback are the three spots after QB. And you've invested a first round pick in a guy to play this position. We're in year three. And so far, it's looking like a bad pick. And it's not all Broderick Jones's fault because of the way they messed with him. But just rewind the clock to last year at this time. Everybody was healthy, Fautanu, Dan Moore, and Broderick Jones. And they thought what was best for the team was to play Moore at left tackle, insert Fautanu at right tackle immediately. No, none of Mike Tomlin's let's play games with rookies and make them earn a spot business, funny business.
And he was a guy who prototypically didn't even have the length for the position where, like, he might have been a guard for other teams, Fautanu.
And the idea was to ask Broderick Jones to be, he said it in that clip, to be the swing man, to play left and right. Donnie, when you think of swing tackles over the years with the Steelers, who pops into your head?
Like the Zach Banner type,
A Jonathan Scott, if you will.
Who was the dude who they got from Miami in a trade to be a swing tackle who looked like he just covered
Davis?
Yeah, he was like covered in Flexol 454 and Ace bandages. He looked like one of those dudes.
Would you say Trey Essex was a swing tackle?
Yeah, I'd put him in that category. He was kind of guy that could play anywhere.
Everywhere.
Starks always ended up playing left, but I felt like they thought he could play both if need be.
But
they took a first-round pick and said, we think... I'll straight up say it. There's a couple things here that I will admit as a big Broderick Jones backer that appear to be pretty clear right now. And we know that they're not perfect as a team with, like, motivation and guys being professional. Kevin Dotson got traded. Now he's a $20 million man almost as an interior lineman, and they're playing him in position in L.A. But I'm not saying that to absolve Jones here. A couple things are obvious. He could have just made everyone feel better about this by being way better at right tackle after Fautanu went down last year. If he just steps in, he's like, all right, I got the message. I'm here to kick ass. And, like, it's going to become a story that I was so much better at right than Moore was at left that people will be champing at the bit for me to get over there. That never happened, right? Like, clearly. He was just mediocre last year. I can admit that. Also, I thought he was pretty good when he finally broke into the rookie at right tackle. I thought he gave them a little jolt, even if, like, I remember we argued about this with PFF, with Steve, when he was over there.
PFF's never liked
Jones. They never liked him. And Steve would try to explain to us, like, hey, I didn't think he was terrible, but this is why he was graded this way. I thought he was decent, but here's a fact, like, that I can say as a fact just because their actions suggested it, and I think he's even alluded to it. he didn't seemingly take being a pro seriously enough. There have been a lot of comments about not a bad guy at all.
Dulac wrote that.
Not
they like
bad
him,
guy.
But he needs to take his job more seriously.
Not a malicious, immature player like Pickens could be, but like a I'm a kid here in a bunch of grown men attitude-wise situation. Would you agree?
Which is also ironic because at times he would have to be
the
guy
the grown
that calmed
up who got
down
Pickens.
George Pickens.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of the most mature things he ever did were grabbing him by the collar and being like, stop going insane right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I as his official like spokesman and biggest backer, he hasn't checked two of those boxes that he had a chance to check. And so now this year, it's all on him because they have to make a decision after the year about the fifth year option. He's playing the position he was drafted to play finally, and now we see A, does he make them look bad for the last 2 years by not putting him over there by being good? And B, does he actually show that he's ready to be a professional in every sense of the word? And I can't answer either of those with yes confidently. I can say that.
If he's good, great. You've got your
next
left
eight-year
side.
Guy.
You've got the blind side protected. And that gives Aaron Rodgers a chance to have a much better year. If he's not constantly worried and anxious that he's not going to get protection that he can't from the angle that he can't see. If he's bad, what do you do?
If he's bad, I think then 2027 still has to be you.
No, but what if he's bad in season?
You don't have a
choice.
You've got a bunch of the brothers Anderson. You've got a bunch of Andersons and a McCollum.
I mean, I guess you could flip Fautanu and Jones mid-season if you wanted, if you valued left tackle more than right tackle, because that's where Fautanu played at Washington, so he's no stranger to the position. I mean, that would probably be the doomsday scenario.
That would just feel, okay, that would feel desperate. That would feel like we've got to salvage this year because we have put a lot into it in terms of outward appearances.
But not only that, Chris.
You would be moving him. Say it was six games and he just didn't look like the guy you thought he would look like.
Right.
You'd be pulling the plug on it after not having given him a chance to play the position.
I know, but if he's getting Aaron Rodgers killed, who's 41 years old, what other choice do you have?
Well, Rodgers at that point would probably go to you and say, you've got to swap these guys or do something else. I can't keep getting clobbered.
I mean, obviously he can do things on his own, and so can the play caller where the ball is just out super duper fast.
But then you become a worse offense.
Yeah.
We saw that with Ben when he didn't want to hold on to the ball. It limited their offense. It limits any offense. No, I mean, he is the most important guy because if he anchors that side and Rodgers can sit back there and say, I know I've got, let's say, 3 seconds, right, to get rid of the ball every time, and I'm not going to get backside pressure. If he turns into a mountain over there, it's a massive win for them. Short of Rodgers rediscovering 2021 Aaron Rodgers, it's like one of the biggest things that could happen positively for them.
I mean, can you guys think of anyone who's more important to them this year?
Do you count Rodgers? Because, I mean, still, it is. I know that his performance is tied to what Rodgers is capable of doing. I get that, but...
But here's my argument against Rodgers.
I'll say this about Jones before you get to your argument against Rodgers. You could say Watt needs to earn his new contract and Rodgers needs to go out on top. Both of them have a track record. Rodgers has been a four-time MVP. Broderick Jones is an important guy who's never proven that he can be trusted yet in the NFL. That is, again, hurts me to say. I ran around this building when they drafted him because I was so pumped about it. He hasn't proven that he should be trusted.
But I think they can still win games with Watt not living up to his contract. You know, as long as he's not out of games, like the record is 1-11 when he doesn't play. If he is the guy he was last year, I mean, that would be a killer. But it's not, I don't think it like now completely, it shouldn't ruin their defense. It's the highest paid defense in the league. You still have Hayward, you still have Ramsey, you still have Queen, you still have a lot of guys. With Rodgers, my argument against him not being the most important guy is simple. There's no future with him. Even if he's really, really good this year, what difference does he make? He said it himself, he's going to retire.
So you're saying this under the guise of, like, he's important, Jones is the most important guy for this year and 5 to 8 years in the future.
Yes!
Okay. Well, with that caveat, it's a no-brainer.
It's now and later. Remember those candies? I hated those. Well, now and laters?
Oh, they're the worst. Man, you want to talk about that on Halloween? You should have been allowed, if you got those dumped in a Halloween candy bag, to whip them back at the person. They might have broken jaws. Pony, The only guy, I think, here I'll make my case. There's one other player, given the way they are talking about this player and given the way they are seemingly putting stock in this player. It's Roman Wilson.
I thought you were going to say Chris Boswell, because if he's not elite like he was last year, then three games might go from wins to losses.
What did we just talk about in the first hour of the show, though? Do they have a wide receiver two problem? They don't seem to think so, because they feel this guy who couldn't get on the moving train last year is going to look like the best receiver drafted by just about anybody this year.
Donnie, do you agree that Jones is their most important player?
I would say outside of quarterback. I still think, even though Rodgers is only here for 1 year, I mean, the quarterback is just always going to be the most important
guy.
Let
me put it this way. I sincerely mean this for both you guys. If you could only pick one to have a good season this year, Jones or Rodgers, who would you pick?
Well, that's easy, though.
Is it?
It's easy, because you've already, because of your caveat that you put in about Rodgers only being here this year. I would much rather the guy I thought was going to be the left tackle, the best left tackle in franchise history, to have a really good year, because that suggests he's on that trajectory.
Because some people think if Rodgers has a good year, the Steelers can end their playoff win drought and maybe do better than that. So I don't think it's cut and dried that way.
I'd rather Jones have a really good year, because it's still, I'm still taking
Donnie's gears are moving in his brain.
I know.
I think I'd rather Rodgers have the big year, but I mean, that would mean you're punting on Omar Khan's first round pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because if he's not good, that's it. Like, this is a potentially career altering season for him.
For Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. I don't think there's any debating that.
Well, I mean, he could always go somewhere else and turn into the player we thought he was.
Like Kevin Dotson?
If he's mediocre this year and they say, well, you've got to prove it in year four, the problem is he goes in as a huge year. If he doesn't want to play here anymore, the only way you keep him is tag him. Because you haven't picked up that fifth year.
The position is so important, and based on how they felt about him, they obviously thought he was vastly inferior to Moore. Moore was a much better player. There's no other way to look at that.
I'm going to throw in one other thing, though, about Moore that is relevant when you're comparing him and you're thinking about how they would have felt about him versus Jones. I just got done saying Jones clearly did not have the, like, be a professional part down pat, the focus, whatever, the seriousness. The one thing they all, to the point where you and I got sick of it, Donnie got sick of it, man, Dan Moore, what a professional.
That doesn't trump a guy as a first-round pick, though.
It clearly did for them. They love the professionalism of a guy who was still getting turnstiled.
Not to say that they didn't put some value in that. I think they just thought Dan Moore was better. Like, and here's the thing that is inarguable. If Broderick Jones had become a free agent at the end of this year, he wouldn't have gotten more money than Moore. I think somebody would have, you know, given him a shot as a starter, but probably, I don't know.
It's because he would have.
Who else would have said, let's make this guy our left tackle when he's given you no reason to think he can actually do that very difficult job?
Well, yes, because he hadn't played it. Because, yes, they felt Moore was better. God, I still feel like I've seen Crowley say Caleb Johnson's going to get a second contract already. I've seen Kabali say, like, some wild stuff already. I forget what his was. I bookmarked both of them. Maybe I need to put my foot down and say I still think Broderick Jones will be a better NFL left tackle than Dan Moore when it's all said and done, by a lot. Maybe I should put that out there into the world. It's just, I can't separate how he definitely deserves some of the blame for how his career has gone so far with how they have jerked him around since the second they drafted him.
I know, Chris,
in service of a guy in Moore who I think is going to be revealed as a huge free agent whiff this right. as early as this season. I think Dan Moore stinks. Good for him. He got money. I always like it when guys are able to make a living in this league because it's unforgiving. But like the guy stinks.
I agree with that.
And I think Steelers Jones is going to end up a lot better.
And the Steelers thought it was a no-brainer that he was better than Jones. And now Jones is tasked with occupying one of the biggest jobs on the team with like literally no insurance policy. The only insurance policy I can think of is if midstream they just said, screw it, left tackle's so important, we're going to put Fautanu there and put Jones back on the right side and see if Fautanu can hack it as a left tackle. And if, I mean...
But then that's just continuing to move guys around from your stated
intentions.
I know,
but what if Fautanu actually play? They think Fautanu's their best tackle. So,
which I also don't get because I did you think he looked very good till he got hurt last year?
I mean, he only played against Denver. So.
No, but even in the preseason when he was out there, I was.
No, he had a bad game against.
I was very underwhelmed.
Or was it Buffalo, one of those two teams? If Jones has a bad year, how much you want to bet Fautanu's their left tackle in camp next year? Don't you think they'd move him?
Yeah, and you know, well, you know why? He's older than Jones, for one.
Yep.
And two, I'm just going to go back to the thing that I think continues to be a through line here. I think they look at Fautanu and say he's a much more serious, feet planted firmly on the ground professional. And go back to Dotson, man. It wasn't just that they played him out of position. Didn't Tomlin hate him? He went on with us once.
Yep.
When I was still working from home, and he was like this great interview. He was this engaging guy. I think Tomlin felt like he ran his mouth too much.
They also felt like he didn't work hard enough.
Well, I think that's part and parcel with Jones. Like, they know he's talented. He knows he's talented. They don't feel... That's part of the whole being a professional thing. Oh, look, Kevin Dotson goes somewhere else and plays his correct position and kicks ass? Huh, funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.